Hi friends, welcome to the Skill Built Storytelling session. Today we are going to read a fairy tale. The fairy tale is called Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin. Once upon a time, there was a pretty girl. One day, her father told a very silly lie. "My daughter can spin straw into gold," said her father. "Bring her to my castle," said the king. The king took the girl to a room full of straw. "Spin this straw into gold by morning," said the king. He left and locked the door behind him. The girl was afraid. She began to cry. "I can't spin straw into gold," she wept. "Why did my father say such a silly thing?" Suddenly, the door opened. A little man came in. "Why are you crying?" he asked. "I must spin the straw into gold," said the girl. "And I can't." "I can," said the little man. "But what will you give me in return?" "This locket is all that I have," said the girl. "Very well," said the little man. "Whirr, whirr, whirr," went the spinning wheel all night long. By morning, the little man had spun all the straw into gold. The king was very happy with his gold. But he wanted even more. So he gave the girl even some more straw. "Spin this straw into gold by morning," said the king. He left and locked the door behind him. The girl was afraid again and she began to cry. I can't spin this straw into gold," she wept. "Why did my father say such a silly thing?" The little man came into the room. "I can do it," he said. "But what will you give me now?" "I have nothing to give you," said the girl. "Then you must give me your first baby when it is born," said the little man. Whirr, 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 went the spinning wheel all night long. By morning, the little man had spun all the straw into gold again. The king saw that all the straw had been spun into gold. He was very happy. He married the girl. She became his queen. After a year, the new queen had a baby. She forgot all about the little man and the promise that she had made. One day, the little man came to see the queen. "Give me your baby," he said. "Take my jewels instead. Take my gold, take my silver, take everything, take all my jewels," said the queen. "No," said the little man, "but if you can guess my name, by morning you can keep your baby," is a condition that he kept. All day the queen made a list of names from across the kingdom. Dan, Tom, Peter, David, Schubert, Shorty, Adam, Will, Dizzy. That night the queen looked out of her window. She began to cry. Suddenly she heard singing. "The queen will never win this game, for Rumpelstiltskin is my name. The queen will never win this game, for Rumpelstiltskin is my name. The queen will never win this game, for Rumpelstiltskin is my name." The next morning, the little man came to the queen. So the queen said, or asked him, "Is your name David?" Is it Peter or Shorty, or is it Rumpelstiltskin? The little man was very angry. He stamped his foot so hard that he fell right through the floor, and the queen never ever saw him again. And that was the end of Rumpelstiltskin. The queen happily kept her baby and lived a happy life with the king ever after. I hope you'll enjoy the story. It is one of my most favorite ones. Thank you, and wait for some more. New stories coming up soon. Bye.